tell you now.
Well, you can. You can tell me now because we're recording and this is Boss Barrel Radio.
Oh, hey.
Hey, guys. Boss Barrel Radio. Ryan. Welcome back. Scoot in a little closer. So I can hear your voice.
There's three of us.
Yeah, three people this week. This is Griff, Ryan, and John. And Boss Barrel Radio, episode 17 for the week of November
17th.
17th.
Did I put up the feature for 16?
Yeah,
I've been losing track of
that's done.
The website. So if I don't do things, yell at me.
Will do. So this is the episode that we're going to talk about video games on. Anybody want to talk about anything before we talk about? You guys just want to talk
about
it?
No. I have other things. I wanted to wait.
Before, about
like, no, it is not about. I have other things besides dudes in white hoods to talk about.
So I was at this Klan meeting.
And I stabbed a guy.
Several guys. I played Your Shape Fitness.
Oh, okay.
While drinking.
Looks like you've lost a few pounds.
Cutting back.
Actually, according to the achievement, if you would look, I lost 100 and some calories playing that game. Though I don't know.
I was hoping you would have said 100 and some pounds.
Yes. I don't know that the game officially knows how many calories I lost, because if the game was paying attention, I was drinking an IPA while playing that game. So I was probably taking in more calories than I was losing.
I don't understand how that game would be able to tell if you're losing calories.
It's just making it's making an assumption based on the amount of work you're doing.
Infrared, dude. It tells how hot you get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy's lost 72 calories.
That's right. He's on fire.
I don't know. That game is fine. I mean, if you really like, it gets your full body going into it, and it really actually does get you working up a sweat.
What was it again? Which
Your Shape Fitness?
Okay, so this is not the one you want to be playing.
It's the Ubisoft one.
Oh, Your Shape Fitness.
Yeah, this is the one you want to be playing. Okay. Like, it's making you work out and stuff. It's got those regimens by Men's Health and Women's Health.
This is the one with the totally awesome UI that like scans your bones in.
Yeah, and I did that. And bones. I really want to go back and like make a new account and see what happens if I like hold up Toby while it's scanning me. It'd be like, can you tell that there's a dog in my hand?
What would be in it, man? Just dogs.
It would be awesome. Giant actually, hand
bone. What if you like held it right here? You had like it put like some tumor on you or something.
It's just like. Some kind of odd growth you have on your body.
Yeah, or have somebody stand behind you and provide you with another head.
Yeah.
Or two people. Two one head people on each side. Yeah. Three-headed person.
What would happen? What's the Indian god that has Vishnu that has all the arms and stuff?
Yeah, multi-armed.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know.
Did you guys talk a lot about Kinect last week?
We did. Yeah, we covered it.
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Ryan, you were there engaging in Kinect activity.
Yeah. Kinect was fun.
Yes. Connecting.
I'll be getting it.
You're crazy.
In a month or so.
In a few months.
As a birthday gift. Or a Christmas
gift.
Right.
Because you want to get the Dance Central now, don't
Ariel's
you?
Ariel's a dancer. Shout out to Ariel.
No, she did the best at that game, though. It was insane.
I still submit that the camera tracks are better because she fits
cause
in
she's
it.
She's smaller. She's more compact.
She knows how to shake the booty.
I played for the brief moment between what we're going to talk about, I played Sly Cooper.
Oh, the collection.
Thievius Raccoonius.
Yeah. Did you see the secret thing in it? The secret announcement hidden within it?
No.
There's something in the options menu. It's got a bunch of question marks, and it's a teaser for Sly 4. Sly 4 question mark.
Never saw it coming.
Yeah.
Interesting. Crazy. No, I played that for a couple hours and then sent it back to Gamefly.
Yeah. Got your fill?
Because it's like, oh,
old games are old.
It's like, oh, I see. Well, it's not that it's like that it's just crappy that it's an old game and that's just how those old games are. They did a really good job dressing it up for HD and it looks good. Just the problem is that is very
PS1 games are old too.
No, it's PS2.
Is the first one PS2? I thought the first one was PS1.
All PS2. But it's like the
sneaking just isn't good anymore.
No, it's not even sneaking. There's no sneaking elements to it. It's not like Metal Gear sneaking around or even like Tenchu Z stuff. It's just like you one hit kill everything and everything one hit kills you, unless you get a lucky charm, and then that everything two hit kills you, I don't know. It's really dumb. Like, the game is just too simplistic for my sophisticated tastes at this point.
Isn't it quite difficult to get the lucky charms, I hear?
I don't know. I found one.
Can't catch me lucky charms.
Oh, those lucky charms. No, those you can pick up at any grocery store.
Oh.
And a little red box. Get a little Irish man on them. I don't know. Is that right? Maybe if I was 10 years younger, I'd enjoy that game.
Okay.
Sweet.
Too simple.
Yeah, it's just too simple for me, especially with other things coming out.
I always thought that Jack and Daxter and Ratchet and Clank were a little better than Sly.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I feel like, too. I mean, I feel like even Crash Bandicoot, the original, had more content to it than this did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Those are crazy words, John.
But did you, I mean, have you played Sly?
No, I haven't
played Sly. There's, like, nothing to that game. Really? Like, literally nothing to that game.
It's just hold to the right the entire time.
I do like some of the weird, like, we understand that this is a video game, like, things that are going on there, so they just make mention of it. It's like the whole time when the turtle is trying to tell you how to do things, he's just clearly pointing. If you push the X button when you do this, like, these things will happen. It's like, well, Sly clearly doesn't have an X button. Or, like, when you see certain areas that you could climb through, like the first time you see them, Sly doesn't know what they are, like doesn't know what this blue aura around it is, and he's like making reference to
Sly is just nuts, just
yeah,
bananas, he's crazy. He's, like, see that blue aura around that pipe, bro?
Well, and then his,
so Sly's let's go steal high,
some lucky charms.
I don't know. The whole thing is just so weird.
Dude, we could be video game programmers.
I don't know.
Everything's a part reference.
I would have liked to have tried Sly 3 just to see if it improved content-wise, but it's just very, very...
Well, you know what? Maybe Sly 4 is going to like turn things around. It's going to make you want to go back off and appreciate all the Sly.
But I mean, yeah, this is like items. Naughty Dog's getting... like they make better games now, I imagine.
Word.
So,
Sly 4. Sly 4. Time to fly.
Sly 4 Brotherhood.
Yeah. Yup.
What else you got besides Sly and
nothing.
Connect?
Well, I mean, Assassin's Creed, but we'll, I mean.
You want to talk about it? Just go for it. I know you and Ryan.
Do you really want to get into this?
I've got Black Ops.
I mean, I'll talk. Yeah, just talk about Assassin's Creed.
Wait, I want to hear some about the single player for Black Ops, because we didn't really talk about
it. I still haven't played single player for Black Ops.
Did you play single player?
Yeah, I'm about halfway through it, and I don't know if I'll finish it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you stuck in Vietnam?
Yes.
Because I know a guy.
I'm pretty sure the whole game's based around in Vietnam somewhere in there.
Okay. It just goes all over the place. Like World War One.
Yeah.
Cuban Missile Crisis. Vietnam.
Yeah.
Some Cold War, maybe.
Yeah. The best part about Call of Duty Black Ops is the little Dead Ops arcade game that comes with that.
We talked briefly about how you can get into that.
And I really don't like that game.
Dead Ops?
Really?
No,
Black Ops. Like, multiplayer, the bullet recognition is so bad.
The hit detection or something?
Yep. Like, I'll be sitting there, like, aiming at someone's back while he's, like, lightly jogging along. I'll start unloading into him, and for some reason, none of these bullets will hit him. He'll turn around, fire once, and I'll die.
And this is single player, not...
This is... Oh, that's somewhat in single player, too, but that's multiplayer mostly, what I was just talking about.
Okay, well, I mean...
Single player... I like to play on the hardest difficulty possible. I can usually stand. But this game, the computer AI is so retarded. Like
retarded or unretarded?
Retarded.
Like your AI companion dudes?
Yes.
Oh,
like they've got me killed so many times because they'll be like, come on, catch up with us. And there'll be a guy standing right next to my computer guy that will shoot me once and I'll die after like a half hour of grinding through guys very slowly.
What difficulty are you playing it on?
The hardest.
You're crazy.
Yes.
It's
and
crazy tough.
It's nonstop guys, and it's like one hit, what you're dead. I've been able to finish every other Call of Duty on the veteran mode, but this one, like, for some reason, it's just ridiculous.
They're all ridiculous, man. You're just getting old.
Maybe that's it.
You're starting to realize that sucks. Don't ever play on
the
veteran.
I've never had problems
no
with
reason
like this
to beat
one.
Your face against the wall.
You play multiplayer though, and you're like in the different game modes, the currency, the system, all that stuff.
It's okay, but it's a Call of Duty game. But it's just, why can't Treyarch make a multiplayer experience that's like Infinity Ward?
You think it's that different?
Yes, it's so different. Like
what?
The the bullet recognition in it is so
bad. I don't think
bad.
That's an issue on their end. I think that's a server issue on Microsoft and people gaming the system.
Well, why does Modern Warfare 2?
Did you ever have these issues when Modern Warfare 2 hit day one?
No. And even my friends are talking about, my online buddies that I play with are talking about how bad the recognition is in it. Like,
now, I will say this. Now, I didn't play too much of Modern Warfare 2 online. I played enough of it to know that it was too crazy for me. But I will say that there was a lot more crazy things happening in, like, World at War than what were happening in Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2.
You mean the story, or?
No, just, like, people breaking that game and doing weird things, like there was one match where nobody could kill this one guy because he decided to glitch himself under the ground and just start shooting at people as they were walking over him. Huh. You couldn't do anything to kill him. You could throw grenades over
in
him.
In Black Ops?
No, in World at War. So, because I haven't played Black Ops. Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, that you to me, like I that? Haven't seen any major glitches in Modern Warfare 1 or 2. But I saw tons of them all over the place in World of War.
That stinger glitch in Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but they fixed that.
Stinger glitch.
Another thing that is absolutely just insane, it takes over a half hour if you have a group of four people or more to get a game going. And it'll kick, like, the guy that is hosting the room will get in the room and the other three won't get in. So you have to go back out, reload everybody up, try it again. And you have to do that probably 20, 25 times. Until it works.
Right.
Huh.
The matchmaking is so just blown up and shot to pieces. I feel like they knew that this game was going to sell billions and they just didn't put the polish on it.
Well, I mean,
there is a record. It is the most amount of things sold ever in the history of all media.
It is now.
5.6 million copies in the first sold on the first day.
Yeah.
$36 million in sales on the first day. Like, it did really well, and the little that I've played online, I've not had an issue at all.
Yeah.
No hit detection, no finding matches. It's always been really fast.
Really? Maybe it's different.
I'm playing
for the
it on
PS3.
PS3.
Yeah.
Which would be a stunning first, because most times I've understood that there's more issues on PS3 than there were on Xbox. Yeah. Online.
Playing by myself on the Xbox.
Well, here's
I can
here's
get
what
into
I'm,
a match easily.
What I'm trying to tell you is, Treyarch doesn't host the servers. Microsoft hosts the servers.
Yeah.
For Xbox.
Yeah.
Treyarch hosts the servers for PlayStation 3. Hmm. Sony does not host servers.
So it's a
problem on Microsoft.
That's probably.
Well, did Microsoft host?
I think Infinity Ward had their own servers for both games.
Did they?
I want to say that Infinity Ward had their own.
Because I know Microsoft offers the free server. Well, that's part of the sales and stuff like that, but yeah. Or the Xbox Live subscription is going to pay for all those servers.
Right.
But I don't know.
They're not doing a very good job for what it's paid for.
Right? Yeah.
I'm just so bummed out about Black Ops.
I
usually love Call of Duty games when they come out. But
I'm interested enough in the story. I thought I heard what the ending to Black Ops might be about.
Don't say it.
So I don't want to. I'm not gonna say it.
I want to play that game.
No, I do too. Like, after hearing the ending, even though that might be the ending, I'm kind of bummed out that it was spoiled for me. But hearing that ending, I'm like, well, how do you get to that point? So I kind of want
to
know.
I might
Master Chief
be able to put it together.
Right, exactly. Like little Cortana.
No, Alex Mason is Master Chief.
Yeah. Soap McTavish is born.
That's right. Yep. Space baby.
You are Gordon Freeman.
I played multiplayer online stuff. I played lots of zombie mode. I've been playing lots of zombie with Hunter, and we've got it to wave 10. And
that's as far as I've got.
It's crazy. It's really fun. But really
have you
crazy.
Played the Dead Ops Arcade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Smash TV. Some
zombie apocalypse. That's exactly what the game is. Zombie apocalypse.
What is zombie apocalypse?
It's an Xbox Live download game. A year ago. Maybe 2 years ago.
About that.
It's that game, but included in.
Huh.
It isn't that game, but you know, it's same thing.
It's a top-down twin-stick shooter where you get power-ups.
Cool.
Fighting zombies.
Cool.
The console, though, the computer terminal in that game is awesome.
Yes.
The one that you enter in the Dead Ops.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff in there.
You can do stuff? Or
there's so else? Many things. It runs on like this fake DOS system.
Yeah.
Where you enter console commands, like type in dir, and you get the directory of all the different things in there. You can go to help and you'll get your help list. You can log out of Alex Mason and log in as other people who are in the server, like Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy, J. Edgar Hoover. You can log in as all these different people, and that's how you view the concept art. Like, you can look at the directory under their profiles, and it'll have a list of all these text or picked images. So then you print them. You do a print command for those, and it'll show up on screen. You decode, or you can like decode messages, and you find out different things. And you can hack it. The hard part is you actually have to hack it. Like, if you want to log in as John F. Kennedy, you have to guess his password. Like, it's not just given to you. You just literally have to guess it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two shooters. Is that the password?
His password is Lancer. But there's like all these other people you can log in, and it's crazy. I don't know. I really like it because it's just like fun. You can play Zork on it. You can play a full version of Zork.
What?
Text adventure.
Really?
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, boy.
I've typed in Zork, but I didn't know what it gave me.
You have to play Zork.
Is there any other like mud games that you can play on there?
I think Zork is the only one, but dude, there could be infinite amount of things hidden on that computer for all I can tell.
Oh man, that sounds awesome.
It is. It's really cool. Like,
worth the $60 from the main menu.
Maybe. The only thing is you really want to plug in a keyboard.
Oh.
Because I did a lot of typing last night with just the controller.
With your little PS3 pop-up.
No.
You like scroll through letters?
There's a keyboard on the screen.
Oh.
You have to move around.
Analog stick.
Yeah. It's really annoying.
Horrible.
But yeah, I'll just plug my keyboard into it.
That works then. That works.
I will say that probably the coolest thing about Black Ops is hearing Ice Cube yell commands at you. Like, spy plane inbound.
Oh, man.
Enemy spy plane above. That's about the coolest thing
ever. He speaks Russian in it too, right?
Does what? He?
There's a moment where he has to speak Russian.
That. Black Russian?
Uh-huh. That's my favorite drink.
Black bearded Russian.
Isn't that just a spoiled white Russian?
No, black Russian.
Spoiled white Russian. Yeah, you need to let it sit out for a couple weeks.
Black Russian is black Russian is just without the half and half.
Right. Mm. So, John, why don't you talk about Assassin's Creed Brotherhood? Feel there you as well.
I don't even know where to start. It's
sell me on this.
It's amazing.
Sell you on this
play
game.
This game.
Okay. Okay, we have to approach this lightly because Griff. Griff is like going through the Temple of Doom. You gotta hit those right panels, or else it just all falls through. Like playing what was that penguin game with all the marbles and you had the toothpicks and you had to
don't break the ice.
Don't break the ice. Kind of like that with Griff. You can't just throw.
Well, trying to break the ice.
Can't
here,
throw random words at him, or else he'll like it. He's got like a scared little child who'll run away at anything.
Yeah.
I think we can convert.
No, like I said. Beginning of that game, I didn't really think much of it. It's just like a lot of AC2 stuff. But I seem to remember you liking a lot of that intrigue that was in Assassin's Creed 2. And even though it's still that same flavor of Assassin's Creed 2, there's still, I feel like they're adding enough interesting intrigue in there. And like I said, this isn't a terrible spoiler, but you do get to spend more time as Desmond Miles. Than you definitely did in any of the other games. Mm-hmm. And there's enough of that kind of intrigue that's happening in that world mm-hmm. that I'm just like, I just want more of it to come at me. And I really feel like they're withholding stuff that I want to
be
doing.
The end of this game is probably going to be an eye-opener just like all the others.
Well, I think so too. They've got enough stuff built up there that...
I mean, John, you say you're about... 2/3 of the way through it right now, right?
Yeah, I'm on.
And God knows, it's chapters 7 and 8 might not even exist.
Yeah, they might just get skipped over entirely.
Much like Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, there's achievements for completing them, which I know don't get those because your PlayStation hates you, but...
Gotta go back. Have to go back. Maybe I'll just go back and replay Assassin's Creed 2 instead of Brotherhood.
There you go. Just do that. Just find all that stuff again.
Yep. We get everything again.
Every
feather. I got every feather.
You got? Did you?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
There's only 10 feathers in this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and there's an achievement for it.
only 10 feathers.
You get a map for it
or something like that.
Did you get the map?
It's there's a map
where
for feathers?
All feathers are.
What?
All 10 feathers.
I haven't bought that yet, but I should probably
it was like 25 grand.
Oh, Jesus.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dude, Rome is huge. I hit the viewpoint just now that's on top of the Colosseum. Damn, that place is huge.
Cool.
It's probably the biggest place I've ever seen in
the city. How many,
it is. It's the size of like three Florences.
How many territories have you, the Borgia territories, have you taken over?
Over half.
Over half?
Yeah, I'm at like 17 of them.
There's that many?
I think there's a ton of them. I think there's like 24 of them.
So
that's the viewpoints.
Oh, no, that's viewpoints. I'm sorry.
Man. The Borgia territories with the captain of the guard you have to kill, and then you get to burn the building.
I don't know exactly. I know I've done a bunch of them. I've done a bunch of them. Yeah. We're going all over the place.
Yeah, so I mean,
need some focus here.
The premise of a Brotherhood is, without spoiling details, is, you know, Ezio is going to build this Assassin's Guild thing, right?
He is the leader of the Assassins.
Well, okay. I mean, he feels finished, mm-hmm. but then something happens where his work's not done,
mm-hmm.
and he needs, like, he feels more so than ever that he needs to really finish the job that he thought was already done.
Finish the fight?
Yeah.
Because that happened in the first 20 minutes of the game. That
right.
happens.
That game opens up and really, like, yeah, you have to establish at some point this army of assassins, but that portion of it doesn't come until, like, midway through the game.
Okay.
I mean, we've both gotten to that point where at some point in the game, you start doing these little side missions to get assassins recruited to your cause, and you
train them.
You're basically starting to take over Rome and kind of like Infamous, where you eventually will just take over territory in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what taking down the Borgia towers are about, and like gaining more leverage in Rome. And
do you have to climb buildings and electrocute
you don't
sensors off them?
You don't electrocute sensors.
And
you burn
the power of wind
barrels.
Oh, God. But, it's the same thing. Yeah.
It's kind of.
But it's really cool because after you take down those towers, you can then renovate out the shops in that area. Because before you
it's like Fable and Infamous and Red Dead Redemption.
So you renovate shops and what, get more money?
You get more money. Every 20 minutes you get paid.
Yeah.
And you have to go to the bank and get that money out.
Great.
And the more banks you have, the more money you can make.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah,
can you take all your money out from one bank, or do you have to go to all the other banks?
No, you can take it all from one.
And they do a better job with the armor in this one, because I felt at the end of Assassin's Creed 2, I had amassed all this sweet armor, and then you get crazy Altair armor.
Uh-huh.
And this one, they make it a little bit more difficult to acquire better armor, because certain shops won't sell certain things unless you do these shop quests for them.
That sounds great.
Where it's more like
finding treasure.
Yeah, you have to have sweet loot to give to them.
Ah.
And it's really weird, because the beginning of the game, I started picking up things like
tomato,
Buddhist prayer beads, and like frankincense
red
and
jasper.
Myrrh. It's like just crazy. Yeah,
jasper.
Hunk of velvet. And I'm like, what the hell is all this crap for? So I started selling it right away. And then I was like, oh, I have to have that for quests and things.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Awesome. But I mean, that's fine. I haven't done any of those quests yet, just because I'm busy
so
and I got things to do.
Zoom back out for a second.
Okay.
So you're making this army, but that doesn't quite happen till later.
Till fourth sequence.
Halfway.
Or so.
You're
about halfway
about
in.
So in the beginning, you're just kind of jumping back into more Ezio story of.
Yeah, because once that game gets rolling, you have to basically
regroup. You're re-meeting the people who are in charge of the assassins and figuring out what you guys are going to do and how Ezio is going to go about doing that.
Yeah, and you're getting help from some of the people that you know in Rome to reestablish the assassins there.
Now, one thing that I really took note of is in the beginning of the game, it is a straight up montage of like previously on Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, no, that was like some very like
I enjoyed that.
That I thought was really awkward, especially with the end where it's like, and I'm Desmond Miles, and this is my story.
I was like, what show
so
is that?
So at
from?
That point, I thought this game better do a lot with Desmond if they're gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've told me that yes, in fact, there are a lot of Desmond segments, mm-hmm. and obviously that's the thing that I care. Well, not obviously, but that is the thing I care most about Assassin's Creed, is like the Desmond story. I don't care about Altair or Ezio.
At any point in the game, you can exit out of the Animus and be Desmond.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like be.
Yeah. I don't want to. I don't really want to go too much into it, what you do as Desmond, because there's some cool stuff that happens there.
Okay.
But there's parts
But with, you do things as Desmond.
You do things as Desmond, and you get sweet. You get your own sweet hidden blade, and
he's pretty athletic.
There's more things. Like, he has a sweet new hoodie that
so
I
is,
really
so
want.
So is Lucy.
Nice.
Yeah, Lucy's kind of athletic, too, just not as athletic as Desmond.
It's pretty crazy how that happened.
Yeah. And
training, man.
But no,
it's like Gears 2 to Gears 3, dude.
Another weird thing.
Anya can fight now.
Another weird way that this game is a lot like Infamous is that Desmond now has some kind of weird one-shoulder satchel thing
Sweet.
That he carries.
That's awesome.
Has on him on now too.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, go jump back into Desmond and look at his back. Like, he has some weird one-shoulder backpack thing going on, and I'm just like,
immerse.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I mean. Like, what is that thing? Like,
that's where he keeps his gear.
Why do you need that?
Is it swag.
Is it where he keeps his lightning
his
fork?
Blades.
His giant lightning fork?
No, he just keeps the blades in there.
Well, no, he has the one
hidden blade.
It's all smoke bombs.
He has the one hidden blade now, and I told you that he has this sweet wrist tat. It's because the hidden blade doesn't cover his upper forearm. It just straps onto the bottom, and when his sleeve's rolled up, you can see this weird tribal tattoo.
I don't have that yet, I don't think.
Nice.
Just pay it. Go log back in as Desmond and pay attention to his wrist.
I didn't care at all about Desmond. I just wanted
What's wrong with you?
I was just going through and doing all the options that Ezio can do. Like, amazing, lots of... And the combat training's fun. Like,
yeah, you've done VR training that I have not done.
Like the... I guess I didn't know how to fight in Assassin's Creed because I got it all figured out now. It is so simple.
Oh, like, it's a lot easier now. Like, if you parry once, then you have like instant kill rage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then you kill them. And then if you do that, you can do it again. And then you can do it again.
And I have not discovered this yet. So I'm going to have to go and try that.
If someone attacks
you. I've just been playing the old traditional way.
No, if you parry one and you instant kill a guy, then you just swing and you'll cut everybody until you get hit again.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've just been playing the old school way where I just stand back and let one attack me and kill
him. It's streamlined significantly.
Huh. If you are in the motion of killing or a final fatal strike, you just aim towards the next guy and hit the X button or square, whatever it is for PlayStation, and then it'll go into the motion of that fatality, and then you can do it again for the next one. And really if someone happens to come and hit you, you can hold the right trigger and the X, and then you'll stop killing this guy, block, and kill that guy, and then you have that. You can just keep doing that nonstop.
One thing that I am thoroughly in love with is you can get a large sheath now to carry around claymores and pole arms.
Oh, cool.
Claymores.
And battle axes. But certain of the big guys will have big, like, heavy claymore swords.
Permanently can carry.
Yeah, and you just carry it around with you. Pull that sucker out whenever you want to. It's kind of expensive. I haven't bought it yet, and I'm, like, really giddy to just get on top of that. I really want to carry around a pole arm. Crossbow is in the game now, and that's a lot of fun.
You can kill people stealthily with crossbows.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah,
it doesn't make enough noise to trigger an alert.
It's not like arm gun.
Nope.
You can just... Hand cannon? How preposterous is that?
Yeah.
Oh, writing.
Oh, humor.
So,
have you killed anyone with a broom?
No, I know there's an achievement. I looked at it, but I'm like, where the hell would I get a broom from? So
I saw a guy sweeping and I picked it up from him.
What?
And I just went to the first guard I saw and beat him with it.
I'm gonna have to do, can you throw the broom through a dude?
I don't think.
Because that's a thing you can do now.
It's like an axe.
If you pick up. Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can end over end that sucker into the dude.
That's what I did.
That's a thing you can do now, too, is like if you have a double handed weapon, you can throw it at dudes and kill them. And a pole arm is the most satisfactory one because just highlight that dude and javelin throw that into somebody.
Huh.
It's really good.
So combat is much better.
Yeah, I like it.
You are way more powerful, but it still has its challenges.
Really?
In ways, yeah. I mean, there's a lot more stuff you can do now. Like, the crossbow adds a more ranged advantage to you. You can eventually get poison darts, and I'm using those like crazy.
Okay.
The only thing I've used is the hidden blade and a broom. I haven't used anything else.
Oh, they have this cool new thing in the game now, too, that you've probably been noticing it. Every time you start up a mission, it tells you that the mission has a secondary qualifier to it, and you won't get full synchronization if you don't do that qualifier.
Okay.
So you'll only complete 50% of that memory if you do it your way, but if you do it with the qualifier in there, you get 100% synchronization. And I don't know if that really earns you anything else. It's just mostly
there's like an achievement for getting 100% sync on a whole sequence.
Is
yeah.
Is there a way to go back?
Yes, you can replay anything.
Play anything you want to, whenever you want to, as soon as long as you finish it.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't jump ahead, but
huh.
So that's kind of cool.
The tombs are back from Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, but they're different now.
Dude, the third one? Did you the one that was just a huge maze?
I haven't done that one yet.
Oh my gosh. It was just left turn, right turn, straight turn, circle back, left turn, right turn, straight turn, all like it was ridiculous.
So everything that was in Assassin's Creed 2 is back, and it seems like
more
combat's been changed, and then halfway through you kind of get to play something different, sort of thing.
With that whole you recruiting assassins,
I mean,
we've just gotten to that part where now you can eventually, I mean, this isn't any big secret either because they show it all of the trailers, but once you start recruiting assassins, as long as they're not out on mission, like you're not sending too many of them out to do missions, you can straight up at any point like highlight enemies you want to have them take down, and you can just whistle for them, and they will come out of nowhere and take dudes down.
Yeah. Ropes from the ceiling,
dude. Like the first time, like when
they
you start
come running from the
when
first
you start time. Amassing people, the first couple of assassinations they want you to do, they want you to use those people just to give it a try out.
Mm-hmm.
And I like first one I did, I was just like.
Click okay. this. Okay.
I don't know how this.
He's dead.
I did it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, where the fuck did those dudes come from?
Hmm.
I can't even hide like that. And they stabbing dudes.
If you get enough of them, I think it's 6 assassins you have available. If you hold down that button, there's a bunch of them that come on and start shooting arrows at everything that's not you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, eventually, you can get to the point where you can just hold down the button to do it, and they'll just arrows come out of nowhere and just kill everything on screen. Just rain arrows. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's, in case you're like breath, you're like panting about how awesome this is.
It's good.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's good. I understand what you're saying, where it's still that same flavor, but we're just throw some peanuts
Would
on top of it.
Would you want them to change it, though?
Yes.
I mean, you do?
I want to play Assassin's Creed 3.
I agree that I would like, I feel like this is the third iteration. I would like to see a new assassin. I mean, definitely don't change too much about your gameplay mechanics because it's gameplay mechanics.
No, I don't want, I'm no
so
longer
you
want interested.
To play Assassin Desmond as the assassin?
Yeah, that's what I want.
You don't, you wouldn't be interested in doing like Russian assassin?
Nope.
No.
How would that, no.
Dude, I don't know. It's Europe.
No, I don't want Russian. I want to play as the only thing that matters at this point in the story of Assassin's Creed, which is the present day.
You could just go play as Sam Gabriel.
Who?
Tom Clancy's.
Oh, Sam Fisher?
Sam Fisher, yeah.
Sorry. Oh.
Gabriel.
Yeah, but he doesn't have like space gods in his world.
Well, you saw some of that, but they allude to more of what you're trying to be doing there. And what they're trying to do is, in this one, is read more of Ezio's memories to find these other locations for these other pieces of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, I mean, I'm interested in that bit of it whenever the story starts to get around to that.
Fix your phone, John.
I'm working on it.
I'm going to keep playing. There's no doubt about that, but I just don't.
You may start to enjoy it more.
I'm pretty positive you will.
Yeah, it's more Assassin's Creed 2, which is a good thing, but...
It is. I mean, I think
it's not the part about Assassin's Creed 2 that I was totally in love with.
Right.
Maybe I just haven't got that far, but nothing has grabbed me yet.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, like...
You weren't born and taught how to play by kicking your baby feet.
No, that did not happen, which
I was actually really disappointed in.
I was a little bummed about
that. Even, like, the really awkward and shameless love scene had no, like, interactive things to teach you how to play, which I was like, well, maybe they'll do it here.
Cool. Nothing.
I did start and immediately throw coins to see how many people would come up and say, money, money, money.
There's an achievement for throwing him in the well.
So. Yeah, you can throw him in wells. Yeah, there's all kinds of achievements for random stuff. The one achievement that talks about Mario is your princess is in another castle.
Hmm.
But it's in Italian.
Oh.
So, funny.
Ha!
Ha!
Mario is hilarious.
And then, yeah, the other inside reference.
So have you guys played any of the online?
No, not yet. I played that beta, but other than that,
okay.
I haven't touched it.
I was going to play because I figured you guys would just be playing single player.
However.
But I have to do a fucking title update and they never update on my PlayStation.
Weird.
It stalls out. It just stalls out about halfway through it.
They do, however, mention, like, it's like, because in previous podcast I mentioned how that the multiplayer ties into the main story of it, because it's like your Abstergo agents training to fight the assassins. Well, they mention it in the gameplay, like as you're playing as Desmond, Lucy mentions like she just found out that Abstergo is training people through Animus to fight assassins.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool that they reference inside of themselves.
I feel like they showed a level of either something to come or multiplayer in the beginning of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. That big like warehouse level, I feel like they showed that as like a taste of things to come.
Oh.
What warehouse? This is not really like enough for me.
It was like a blueprint. Yeah, you probably saw it, I'm thinking.
Blueprint.
It was like zoomed out and it was just a big, it had like just,
oh,
just like a level of stuff.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that, yeah, more or less. But I mean, that was in Assassin's Creed 2 as well, where you, when at the beginning when you were escaping.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the giant, where you had to run between people. Yeah. There was the guard patrol that you had to run to and then get to the elevator. That was the beginning of that game.
Yeah.
And then the parking garage.
Really? Have you found any of the, is it Subject 16?
No, I haven't found any of that.
Found my first one. Those are a lot weirder in this one.
Is it the same video thing type
Does
deal?
Thomas Edison still suck? Is Thomas Edison still a dick in this game?
No, this one didn't have any of those weird references in it.
Tesla?
Thomas S. Edison.
Yeah, remember? I'll talk about this later.
I mean, it's more solving puzzles. You don't hear any crazy voice. You heard a woman's voice, though. But the first clip of the video that I got to see, there's nothing. Like, it's more vague than Assassin's Creed 2 was. Like, it's just black screen with some, like, weird scratching on it.
Oh, a truth video again?
Yeah, truth video. It's called The Truth again. And,
The Truth Brotherhood.
And this one is even weirder because, like, before in Assassin's Creed 2, even if you weren't in Eagle Vision, you could still see the white lining of
the truth.
The symbols that you had to see, like, to get the truth. You remember?
Yeah.
You would find this. You would find the symbols in the city, and you would approach them.
Oh,
in Eagle Vision.
They would be white, and then Eagle Vision, they'd turn red.
They'd turn red, and they'd have glowy bits on them. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's really weird. Like, when you're in Eagle Vision, you can see them, and they're like this weird giant spotlight of blue aura. But
Sly Cooper.
But you go into them.
He was Subject 16.
What?
Yeah, like it was really weird. It was sitting on the wall, and I'm like, I don't know how to get to it. So I dropped down and tried to grab it as I was dropping, and Ezio just climbed into it.
That's fucking weird.
It's very weird. And then
what happens if you're not in Eagle Vision?
You can see them when you're not in Eagle Vision.
But what if you just turn it off while you're still holding onto the ledge? Does he just glitch into the wall and explode or something?
I will try that. I will
Desmond,
see.
We've lost your sync.
Well,
in a wall.
That's what happens. Like she's like Rebecca will tell you that you kind of fell out of the program. Or just like maybe we should log you off and get back into it. And Desmond, of course, is just no. Solve these chess puzzles.
Turning wedges.
Sorry, stupid apples.
Jump over here.
Things.
Fucking Edison.
God damn you, Nikola Tesla.
No, man. Tesla was on your side. Tesla was the good assassin, man.
Yeah.
Edison was the Templar.
Oh, that's right. Edison was the Templar. What else were weird people?
There were some presidential candidates who had the apple.
Was it a thing where Lincoln like hid the apple under his hat?
No, but that sounds almost good enough to be a picture.
Was it a picture?
Yeah.
Where Lincoln had the apple in his hat at all times? That'd be sweet.
It was one of those pictures where you had to decipher where it was.
Convince them that he does like that slavery is bad by hiding the apple in your hat.
There were some other characters on there that were very strange.
Gandhi hid the apple in his robes or some shit.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. Wait, was Michelangelo?
The Ninja Turtle.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that one. Gotcha.
He's a party dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had an apple pizza.
hid the apple inside of his shell.
In his gullet. What else you want to say about Assassin's Creed 2?
Horse riding is not nearly as awesome as it should be. They improved it.
I like how you can get on a horse at any time by just...
Yeah, you can totally... Yeah, I like that. But it's not like I want it to, like flipping Red Dead Redemption. Because if I call for the horse will go to the location in which I called for it, not hunt me down.
Nice.
Yeah. In Red Dead Redemption, if I called for a horse and started running, dude, it would run up alongside me and I'd jump on it. Really? Because my horse always comes up, like, I will whistle and I'll start taking off, and then I'm like, well, my horse apparently has
I know what you're talking
some
about.
Kind of problem.
One time, though, the horse was chasing me. I was like, what the hell is this?
Well, that's for the best, but, like, killing dudes on horseback is kind of cool. I haven't found any need to
do that. You know what's hard yet, is killing guys on horseback.
Yeah, there's a way to cut a horse down and knock the... But I've only done it once, and I was like, how the...
I don't like killing horses, though.
Well, you know.
They're asking for it.
They chose the wrong...
They allied themselves.
They chose the wrong riders, right? That's their problem.
That's right. Seabiscuit actually held the apple for a very brief period.
Yep.
And look where that got him.
Yep.
Glue.
Oh, man.
It was a very good glue. It was the blue.
Did I mention...
Is it the glittery one?
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Delicious.
man. I don't think there's any other cool things in this game.
There's amazing things.
Oh, I do like now how like a lot of executions are used. They'll use like the gun in conjunction with
things. Oh, yeah, to finish it off. You'll like stab him in the heart, and then it'll be like, oh, in the face.
Yeah, you don't have to switch to gun to use it anymore. If you have your sword equipped, you can just use gun.
Oh, every weapon has a special attack now. If you hold the attack button, just hold it, and it has an extra attack.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they did a lot to, you know, streamline the combat, do cool things with it. It's fun.
They took like Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, you just feel more badass.
Yep.
Yeah, they also you can, I don't know if you could do it in Assassin's Creed 2, but if you're unarmed and you go to assassinate somebody, it doesn't like default to hidden blades. Like he'll assassinate people with his bare hands.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Like I broke a dude's neck.
Oh.
Like I kicked him in the back of the legs and like reverse DDT'd him.
Oh,
like,
man.
And just snapped his neck.
That sounds awesome. I want to use the stunner on everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was the people's elbow.
It was a little ridiculous.
You
I was
can't
like,
do
that's
that. Yet. You have to
unnecessary. Yeah.
You have to go through all the training.
So.
You have to cook it.
That's right.
So
people can smell it.
Mm-hmm. Do you just like boil it first? Or I don't know. How do you
scale
how do you prepare that?
It's a combat mission.
Oh.
Combat training.
I see.
You have to go to the rock bottom.
I see.
Rock bottom, people's elbow.
It's good stuff.
You smell it.
I smell it. You jabroni.
Oh, man.
So Assassin's Creed 2 is, that's, you guys love it.
I think it's good.
I'm going to be playing more of it. I'm sure I will enjoy
you
more of it as
it
opens
it for
up.
The 360.
Why?
Because then we can play multiplayer.
Maybe you should get it for the PlayStation 3. Instead of buying a stupid Kinect, you crazy person.
Kinect doesn't have any dancing games. Or the PS3 doesn't have any dancing games.
It does
like
now.
Watch me.
Yeah.
SingStar Move. Or that's SingStar right. Dance. SingStar Plus Dance.
What, do you have to strap it to your feet?
Huh? No, you get a move controller.
So this is all you do?
Just
you can
dance.
Sit in a chair and go like this?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm dancing.
It knows
I'm
if
dancing.
You sit in a chair, though. It knows.
Oh, no.
Tell. Your Shape Fitness could tell if I was sitting in a chair.
Yeah?
It would watch me and then like...
Have you tried doing the scan while you're standing on your hands?
No, but I think that would be really awesome. But I can't stand on my hands very well.
You just need someone behind
you.
Yeah,
someone... Like, oh, God.
Just hold me up. Just doing a keg stand.
Biggest dong ever. So I've been playing some games.
Oh, okay, cool.
As well.
Oh, you have?
Sorry about this. Actually, I've been playing only one. Besides what we've talked about, I played Mass Effect 2.
Again?
I saw you were playing that, actually.
Yeah,
I
went and downloaded all the missions.
You were level 16.
Like, so the Shadow Broker.
I brought Shadow Broker. And
Ninja Lady. And,
yep. The
you bought the Shadow Broker?
I bought the Shadow Broker. I bought the Kasumi thing. And I got a couple of the free ones, too. Firewalker.
Is there... Hover tank.
Firewalker is the hover tank. Okay. Kasumi is the ninja one.
Right.
And then obviously Shadow Broker is that
one. How is Kasumi? She share a room with Zaid.
With who?
Zaid.
with Zaid.
Yeah.
She actually has a separate room.
Oh,
and okay. It's just like Zaid, where you just look at stuff. She's like, oh, that is my thing. Instead of a trash compactor, you mix drinks.
Like, nice.
She's a lush.
So, yeah, she's a lush.
She works the bar.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That mission was all right for, what, five? It must be like $5 or something.
Is
like
it on sale or is that not on sale?
No, I didn't get it on sale. It's as is, $5.60 or something like that. I downloaded it. It's one mission. It's really easy.
Is there an achievement?
There's an achievement. Right? I think maybe one or two. One achievement.
For 200 points?
Yeah. Nice. No, it wasn't 200 points. It was like 500 some odd points. It was
for what?
For one achievement.
Yeah. There's the Overlord, which I didn't get. Shadow Broker is probably the best because it's the longest.
Yeah, that actually expands on the actual lore of that story, right?
Yeah, it actually sets some cool stuff up for Mass Effect 3.
Oh, that's sweet.
And the best part about the entire thing is once you finish it, you unlock this computer you have access to that has extended data on all of your characters.
Oh, buddy.
So you can go in
like
and look at...
Like Shepard was a high school football star.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you can finally read about Shepard's high school football star.
Was he QB1?
Yeah, QB1. Yeah, I don't know what that means. No, but it has all the characters with like little flavor information. Like
even
everybody, all the main characters.
Do you consider?
I want to read about Jack.
No, Kelly. No,
Kelly,
Yeoman Chambers.
Kelly. Yeoman. There it is. Yeoman Chambers.
Yeah, you can read about all of them. Miranda has her like online dating.
What?
Chat records on it. You can read about Legion's gamer scores and all the video games he's playing.
Awesome.
It's very funny.
What games does he play?
He plays Metal...
Meteorcraft?
Call of Honor Medal of Duty.
Of course he does.
Yeah, and he also plays the one that the GameStop clerk talks about when you go to Citadel. Game Store clerk.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Fantasy... I forget what it's called, but it's that... It's the WoW joke... game.
Is there a StarCraft reference?
No StarCraft reference.
I figured there'd be a Halo since...
I mean, that you... Yeah. There's Halo. It's Medal of Duty. It's all the same thing.
Well, being, you know, outer space.
Trigger.
Should have made a Halo.
It's the same thing.
Trigger pull first-person shooter game.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot gun at dude.
Yeah.
Shaped like
gun French. Shooter game.
Yeah.
Medal of Duty, Call of
Honor. You find out, the Morden one is really cool because you find out about all the genophage stuff and how that went down and how he missing his head horn and his scars. There's some other cool things.
What about the big bruiser dude?
Grunt? Oh, sure. Dude, Grunt's file is fucking hilarious.
Dude, Grunt's one of my favorite characters.
It's so good. I don't want to say it, but nobody listens anyway, but whatever. So Grunt's stuff is freaking awesome because he'll be like researching in his Krogan mind. Like it'll have like his list of search terms on the extranet.
And, sure, on Google?
Yeah, on Fugle Space, or yeah. Sugle, Space Sugle. Google. He'll have his search terms. But yeah, it'll be like human warlord. It's like human man, earth man, and then all these like remove, deleted text research things and he's looking up his homeworld and he misspells it. He spells it like phonetically instead of as they spell it. It's really cute stuff. And then eventually he'll like start researching humans more. And the last thing he researches is one of the first. It's like human man, human warriors, human history, great conquerors, battles, and all these things. He finds like it's just like dinosaurs. Yeah, or like all of his entries like lead down this path where it's like dinosaurs, whatever. There was like sharks.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just really funny.
Simple
stuff like
creatures that.
That
he can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, he looks up like Urn.Rex, and then he searches for Tyrannosaurus Rex, but he spells it like Rex spells his name.
Sure, WR.
Dinosaurs. Nice. Love it. I love it. But Shadow Broker is by far it's the most expensive, but it's worth
15.
Yeah. The other weird thing about playing the DLC is, man, that DLC is short and doesn't feel like it's worth it.
Yeah. I remember downloading a few for Mass Effect 1 and it was over
one,
in 10 minutes.
The one there was?
There was like three.
The Sky one?
There was a few.
Bring Down the Sky? That was the only one, right?
No, there was more than one.
Oh. That was the only one. Firewalker is free and it's bigger than I expected, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, freeze good.
Yeah, no achievements though, none that I can tell.
Yeah. So wait.
Deal breaker.
So you're more pumped for Mass Effect 2.
What?
Are you pumped again for Mass Effect 2?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you going to play Mass Effect 2 on PS3? I feel like I kind of want to do that.
Maybe.
I also want to see if it holds up really well.
I'm sure it will. I'm just kind of interested in how they're going to do that import stuff.
Yeah, I also want to really experience not having to switch discs.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked for that.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be the hour install in the beginning.
Assassin's Creed had an install, is that right?
Yeah, I had an install. It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But I don't know how long Assassin's Creed was. I was making snacks beforehand.
Yeah, I was playing Assassin's Creed while I was installing. Or I was playing Mass Effect 2 as I was
installing. Nice. There's flip-flop between them. Yeah. Nice.
But I don't know. There's not too much more to say. The only thing is I recommend you go back and just play a few minutes of Mass Effect 2 because it is... I don't know. Like I feel like there's a lot. I have a lot of really good memories of the game.
Oh yeah.
But going and replaying it again feels really different, especially because I came up with Vanquish. I was like, oh man, shooting. This game feels so weird.
Oh, in Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, but I think that's like mainly Vanquish. Because Vanquish spoiled me on shooting.
Right, because I mean
that's how shooting should be done.
Well, yeah, it's like super fast, but you have the awesome slowdown feature and.
Yeah. Yeah. Gears of War should take a hint.
Yeah.
Bullet Time, Gears of War 3.
Bullet Time, Gears of War 3. Bullet Time, Chainsaw.
Bro Time. Yeah.
You had a fist pump to activate.
That's right.
Bullet
you have to
Time.
Make a bad joke.
Curb about Stomp would boobs be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Bullet Time, Curb Stomp.
Make a bad joke about asses.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's
I would love to see a face explode in slow mo. Like the fist slowly coming down on the top, or the shoe. Slowly coming down on the top of the head.
Hey, wait for Mortal Kombat, dude. Wait for Mortal Kombat.
You can totally curb stomp a dude in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Did it. That was
did you?
Not what I wanted.
Every time I tried to go, like...
Can you take people hostage?
Yes.
There's a mission.
Put your hidden blade up to their neck?
There's a mission where that happens.
And then she somehow can... Just get away
just
by
elbow like, you in the side of the face and just get away.
Is there a way that is there any point in the game where he flicks somebody off with his hidden blade?
No,
because if that happens, I'm gonna break the disc in half.
That has not happened for
that
me.
That sounds
yet.
Awesome.
No, it doesn't. It sounds stupid. No. He says Snick Bub.
What?
That is
Snick Bub.
Oh man,
I'm
just
lost.
Like Wolverine.
Wolverine did that in X-Men.
Everything.
One.
Wolverine did that.
That was a Wolverine thing?
That was a Wolverine thing.
Isn't he always flipping someone off with his blade, though? He's only got one.
What?
Who?
Ezio.
Oh. Yeah, but if he puts the blade
you'd
between
have
his
to, like,
fingers
you'd have
and
to,
then,
like, actually do it.
Yeah, and
he's
then
he's always
he, like,
going like this, isn't he? I'm pretty sure he's not going like this.
Sometimes he does this.
Yeah, you like palm a guy's
sometimes
face, right?
Yeah. You palm dudes, you hold on to them.
My favorite's the
That one's always good.
Both of them.
Yeah, I mean some of the old executions are in there. Some new ones are in there. I think it's
all right. We're done talking about Assassin's Creed.
It's violent.
Brotherhood. It's done.
I'm all talking about Assassin's Creed 2. All
right.
Done talking about. It's fine. Talking about Brotherhood or Assassin's Creed 2. Talk about. Do it.
Or actually, I played Assassin's Creed 1 the other day. So there's this cool guy named Altair.
Boy, is that weird.
It's pretty ingenious game.
It's a great bench sitting simulator.
Dude.
Does it?
All right, shut up. I'm sick of this. All right. Talk about something else. This is news.
Let's go to news.
All right.
News.
What's happening?
There is actually some cool stuff happening. There are this blog called VG247 has... leaked images of the supposed PlayStation Portable 2 device. It's supposed to be a dev kit, and according to inside sources, it's the latest version of the dev kit. It's got like a flip-up top, two analog sticks, touchscreen on the back. John, you asked, is it a
phone?
On
the back.
Maybe.
Get it.
I mean, it could have phone functionality. I mean, like,
why not?
Supposed to have a camera on the front and back.
Talking about all this junk about, you know, there being the PSP phone, but I mean, why couldn't it be, like, whatever.
What about the PSP phone was already a thing, though, that was announced by a company?
Like, why would you release a PSP phone and then release a PSP 2? Like, I don't know. Sony needs to figure that out.
Yeah, I think that's a Sony problem and not the Sony Entertainment problem. I think that's, like, Sony's tech division that's...
You think Sony Ericsson is developing the PSP phone?
Yeah, joking that up.
And then, like... Sony Computer Entertainment is the ones doing this PSP Go.
Ericsson's like, hey, we can use that stuff too, right, guys? Yeah, okay.
I mean, we're all under the same roof,
doesn't
right?
really sell much, but we kind of want it, all right?
Our Ericsson phones aren't doing so
nobody
well.
Nobody buys our phones anyway.
Maybe if we associate them with your handheld that doesn't do so well, it'll actually do well. Great.
Maybe people will buy it just like the N-Gage because they thought it was stupid. God knows I would.
Maybe we could put an I in front of it.
Do you have an N-Gage grip? For some reason, I feel like you did.
It's really hard to get the old versions, and there's still new N-Gages that come out.
The ones that look like a little taco.
The taco ones are the hard ones to get, but there's still like N-Gage as a service.
Is it
and
like T-Mobile and, support for N-Gage?
Yeah, I was looking into it, and it still exists, which is terrifying.
Crazy. That's like the fact that freaking Phantasy Star servers are still up, and Sega's crazy enough to keep that shit going.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this?
Because
there'd be some mad people.
Dude, no, there'd be some people that need to wake up.
Hey, let's talk about other stuff here. We've got some Fallout New Vegas news. The next DLC, well, the first DLC.
January?
No, December 21st. What? Called Dead Money.
Oh, of course.
For
it's
Xbox 360.
They have zombies.
Zombies. Oh. No, it says it's you're going to be going into the...
ghouls.
You're going into the Sierra Madre Casino. To rediscover the treasures that have been captured by the Wastelanders.
So mummies.
Whoa.
So mummies.
Yep. New terrain, enemies, choices, blah.
Level cap increase?
No, it's already at 30. I mean,
let's go to 32.
I think based on how I'm 32. Going, the speed in which I'm going to that game, you're not going to be hitting 30 when you're finishing the campaign by any means.
Whatever. Dude, I was at level 16 and I wasn't even in Vegas yet.
Because you're a crazy
person.
You're
doing a lot of running around there. I don't know why. I'm more interested to play Red Dead Redemption's Undead Nightmare than I am to play Fallout New Vegas.
Is that zombies?
Huh. Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption zombies?
Undead Nightmare, yeah. It's getting awesome. Really good reviews, too.
Yeah.
And it's coming out for retail next week. So I kind of want to buy it.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, too, now. But...
Yeah, I know, but like from what I understand, though, like I agree that there's zombies in flipping everything, but from what I've heard, they did it well, and they also mm-hmm. understand that there are zombies in everything, and they are, you know, sort of referencing how ridiculous their little situation is. So, I don't know.
Well, but, I hear zombies done right. That's good.
Yeah, if it's done right, then I don't really.
And
have
it's more Red Dead Redemption, which is good.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, now I see the ending of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
All zombies.
Zombies. Zombie apocalypse. All zombies. That's what it is.
Yeah. Zombie mastermind created all this just to make exceptionally plump human brain.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Yep.
So zombies. Look forward to the VGAs this year. Or hey guys, guess what we want to talk about? We want to talk about fucking the VGAs. Okay, so what's going to happen in the VGAs this year? Mass Effect, or not, maybe possibly Mass Effect related product announcement by BioWare. Things point to BioWare. Their ARG is BioWare or is a Mass Effect related, so
ARG.
It might be some alternate, or what is it? ARG is alternate reality game. Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
So that is what people are thinking. Yeah, the picture kind of looks Mass Effect. Gun looks kind of Mass Effect-y. Yeah, so...
Mass VGAs. Effect in a different reality?
Sure.
You know it, man.
Mass Effect in 4D?
4D. No, man, we're going straight to 5Ds.
Mass Effect 3, you wake up and you realize it was all a dream,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the real world.
That's right. It's actually in 1984.
Yeah, she gets ridiculous.
There is no spoon.
Yeah.
She gets ridiculous.
There is no shepherd.
There's no shepherd.
He's just been playing high school football.
Yeah. So other things going on. What was it? Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has been dated February 15th, 2011. Special edition is going to have two downloadable characters. Yes, John, you'll be able to purchase them 4 weeks after the game comes out. That's everything. Marvel Digital Comic 1 month subscription. It's probably a good month, Ryan. So that brings us to our Nintendo 30-day or 90-day warranty extension. Weird, right? Okay. Now we're all
renew your warranty.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Gran Turismo 5 is coming out again.
Finally,
November 24.
Hopefully.
Oh, weird.
Right? Of next year.
Yeah. No, for real this time, guys. For real.
Well, I mean, the closer they keep putting the gun to their head.
Don't you think they just have to keep making new cars to put in there and taking old ones out? Because it's been like 5 years.
It's like, I don't know. It's just like that thing where they just probably just keep looking at the paint jobs and going, no, I think we should have blue stripes.
Yeah. There's too much sheen on that.
Yeah.
Dude, we could be driving a 96 Charger.
Word. Word.
I just hope they have smart cars in that game.
I hope they have hybrids.
Well, there's go-karts now.
Yeah, there are go-karts, and there are NASCARs. Dude, Batmobile would be sweet. At this point, there should be every car I could ever imagine in there.
Every car
ever. Ecto-1 should be in there.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ecto-1.
I don't see that going too fast, but I feel
like all of the Batmobiles, all of them.
All the Batmobiles.
All of the movie all of the DeLorean. Batmobiles.
I want the DeLorean.
The DeLorean would be sweet.
Yep.
Especially the flying DeLorean as well as the ground
DeLorean. Well, all these cars were in Burnout Paradise, right?
Were they?
All the cars we're mentioning?
Yeah. You could get knockoff. You could get knockoff versions. It was the DeLorean or something. You know what I'm saying? It was called like the flux capacitor. I don't know. Some, you know, it's a reference. And you would tuck the wheels up underneath
sweet.
It. And you could even float.
Yeah.
Because play, where we're play, going,
there's no racing.
There are no roads.
But as a matter of fact, there were roads.
It's all like Fifth Element. They all just fly around.
That's right. Really weird moment in Mass Effect 2 download. You have to. There's a driving sequence, like a sky car driving sequence.
What?
It's really, really funny and really
is
bad.
Is it fun?
No,
not fun at all. No.
Funny.
It's awkward.
That's shitty.
It's very awkward. But
who's driving?
The player. The shepherd.
The shepherd.
Yep.
Your shepherd or my shepherd?
Let's talk about this stuff here that I have. PlayStation Network downloadable games. Crazy Taxi. Wow.
Woo.
Crazy. 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventures.
Dude, that game's... What? Is it out for Xbox?
No. Crazy Taxi? For PlayStation Network.
Oh.
Next week, Xbox.
Skyfighter, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time HD, PS1 imports, Money Idol Exchanger.
Go back. Did you say 2? 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventures 2?
Mm-hmm. The second one.
Yeah.
Put your way through the highly anticipated sequel the first to one's one of amazing. The hottest minigame golfs download 3D. It's in 3D.
Well, I had to own a 3D.
Arcade hits Ultra. Sonic Wings Special. That's it. Yep.
Huh.
See if you can get a demo of that, right? Yep, there's a demo. Get your PlayStation on so you can get that demo for a 3D adventure.
But I want it for the 360. Ultra.
I can't help you there. Talk to Microsoft about their crappy press releases.
Yeah.
What's their number?
All right, I'll give it to you right now.
Hello, Bill? What's up? Where's that Ultra Mini Golf, man? Where is it? 2 weeks? All right.
Nintendo releases. These are always really the best. DSiWare, Need for Speed Nitro X.
Uninterested.
Go Fetch.
Interested?
Go Fetch! One player, 500 Nintendo DSi points.
You know what would be a better name for that? Get Fat.
The idea of Go Fetch is simple yet entertaining. Balls are thrown and players must use the stylus to guide the Balls are thrown and the players must use the stylus to guide the puppy and collect balls. The puppy must avoid various obstacles and collect items in order to
I feel like that's a stages. Miss. I feel like that's not the game I want to be
Go
playing.
Fetch.
Does this game come with a jar of peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would rather throw the balls and have the dog fetch.
Choose your different breeds of dogs.
Oh.
Appearance, attributes, doggy dog. Oh, wow.
What?
Okay, I need to read this last line. If the puppy knocks something down, the time is lost since the item must be picked up. Fetch this game and enter the doggy dog world. Someone's a Modern Family fan.
Oh, man.
Yep. Oh, man. This is the world we live in, man.
Don't know that.
21 Blackjack. 21 colon Blackjack.
Colon Blackjack?
Colon Blackjack.
Black colon?
No, colon Blackjack.
Jack's Black colon?
Yeah. It's my favorite bar.
Huh.
210 ODSI points. Guess what it is? Hey, it's Blackjack.
Blackjack.
We wear Derby Dogs. No balls on this one, from what I can tell. Dog racing or something like that. Triple running sports.
Triple running.
Didn't we do this one already?
There was jumping sports.
Jumping sports. The triple running sports is one of the most advertised recreational running games available to the WiiWare service. Let me reread that.
Advertised.
Need a cigarette after that one? Just thinking about running.
I'm sorry, it's not advertised. It's advanced. Oh, okay. Triple Running Sports is one of the most advanced recreational running games available for the WiiWare service.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? It really is hard to say that.
I'm sure. It just like.
Immersing players in a world of competitive running!
I feel like there's a game in real life where you can do that.
Yeah, it's just called jogging.
Well, let me tell you that most events consist of activities that are traditionally derived from hunting and combat skills. It's the same thing every time.
It's the same thing as jumping. They just swap the word jump for run.
And the same
run.
Thing as throwing sports.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There motherfucker, man. Why can't this have puppies and balls and doggy dog worlds?
Oh, so running. And so black what, collins. Like
baby cheeses.
So running, what's involved in running? Do we, like, 100-yard dash or what?
Over time, these practices have evolved into a variety of competitive sports that have full control over the pace of each race. They must also account for the finish line surge and the timing.
Surge?
Finish line surge.
Yeah, they must also account for the finish line surge and the timing of hurdle jumps. All these factors can all influence their success. Thank you.
Do you need a treadmill to play this game or something?
Dude, it's derived. Don't make fun of it. It's derived from hunting. Like real life, man. It's
like
the
real
most
life
it's
hunting?
The most advanced running game available
for
on
the
WiiWare service right now.
On the WiiWare service. Fantastic.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about video games that are coming out besides those really good ones? NBA Jam for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
EA Sports Active 2.0.
Boom shakalaka.
That sounds more of an advanced running game.
Little editing here. Nat Geo Quiz Wildlife. Naruto. Oh, that's for Xbox 360. Naruto Shippuden. Naruto vs. Sasuke. Naruto Shippuden. Dragon Sword. Create for Wii and PC. Pac-Man Party for Wii. Oh, sorry. Create is also for Xbox 360. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. That's for everything, right? Blah, 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 blah. Marvel Superhero Squad, The Infinity Gauntlet for PS3, Wii, Xbox 360. iCarly 2, I Joined the Click.
Haha.
Nintendo DS. EA Sports Active NFL Training Camp for the Wii.
That seems like an advanced running game.
I actually looked it up earlier, and it has like exercise bands, a pedometer, and the heart rate sensor.
Yeah.
It's like EA Active or Wii Sports Active, or whatever the heck that was. That
it's just EA Active. Yeah,
EA Active that has
people
all that
actually
stuff
buy on. This stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tons of it.
Yeah, if it's incentive to work out, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Sonic Colors for the Wii and the Nintendo DS. Harry
also
Potter
also available in black and white.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, PC, Xbox 360, Wii, PS3, Nintendo DS, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for Xbox 360, PS3, we already got the Need for Speed covered, looks like there's a Crackdown 2 DLC available this week, but I don't have any information on it.
Does it make that game better?
Hello Kitty Seasons, Sniper Elite, not going to answer that. Game Party in Motion, Adrenaline Misfits, Dance Masters, Zumba Fitness, Deca Sports Freedom. And we have a few things coming up next week to look forward to that I'm not going to say right now, obviously. All right. Well, yeah.
Sweet.
Beer.
Yeah.
Beer.
Game over, man. Money, game over.
Yeah.
He's going to go play some Assassin's Creed.
Oh, man. Yeah. I really, really would like to.
I'm going to make some pizzas.
That's what you do in that game, right?
Yeah.
It's about establishing a chain of great pizza restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizzerias.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Michelangelo. Yeah. He was
Brotherhood of the
He was part like of the Brotherhood. Pizza. I see it. It's all coming together now. That's the truth. It's the recipe.
One of the mini games, or one Dude. Of the is delivering pizzas on time.
Mm-hmm. Just like GTA.
Climbing walls and just trying to get that pizza to that yeah. guy on the third story.
15 minutes or it's free.
And by pizzas, I mean blades.
Yeah, here's your Hidden Blade pizza.
And by that guy, I mean that guy's Shink. Face.
Snick bub.
And then he says, it's on time.
He says, oh, forget about it.
This one's free of charge.
All right, guys. This has been Boss Barrel Radio, episode 17. I checked email earlier this week. I didn't see anything. If you do want to send us a message, bbr@bossbarrel.com. There's a link on our site where you're listening to this right now. Also, if you want us, if you disagree with something we're talking about, if you want to tell me that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is the greatest game in the entire world and I really should be playing it right now, write in. Comments, you can use the comments on the website too. Have to keep it registered for good reasons, otherwise we get a lot of weird spam. But thank you to everybody out there who is visiting our website, because I mean, I can see you. I can see you. All right. See you next week.
Boss Barrel Radio. Who the boss?